that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quiet mire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. Up the mountain and climb so slowly, and climb so slowly ahead. Crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead, and tumble down the mountain to the dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes. And he stood amidst a sea of thorns and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky. The sacred creed will be yours. Till tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to devour, yours to seize and to obey. Thank you. probably know the general gist of the Colonel Foreman story of him climbing up the mountain. But what you probably don't know is that you are standing right now on the very spot that this story happened years and years ago. And there's a little bit more to it than you might know. So I'm gonna take you back here. A long time ago, there was no big, you know, indentation in these rocks. This used to be just an entire mountain completely covered with these bright red rocks. This is like 1,000 years ago, you know? Back when Game Henge and all that. So here was this, So here was this big red mountain, and what happened was people used to gather on this mountain all the time, and they would sit up here and they would look out at the, this was before there was Denver and any of that up there, you would just look out, you would see stars and just a beautiful horizon going off into the distance. And people used to come here and gather all the time, and there was, you know, certain times of the year. And so on this one particular night, there was a gathering, and all these people kind of came from different areas, and they all were sitting up on the mountain. They were looking out at the night sky, and they saw the stars off in the distance and the beautiful, you know, clouds floating by, and maybe the moon. And the thing was, on this particular night, as they were sitting there, they started to feel the ground rumbling beneath them, and something was just a little bit different was going on. They sat there, and first they thought maybe the stars were just moving around, but they looked down, you know, they started feeling that the ground's rumbling. They're all kind of looking at each other like, what the hell? So at first they thought maybe it was some kind of earthquake or something. What they realized is that they happened to be sitting there on a particular night, once in a millennium, when the giant iguana came out of the ground. At first they are terrified. They saw over here the mouth of a huge iguana coming up out of the sky, out of the ground. And as he came up, he was a big red iguana. He looked like the same color of things. And he had these horrible jaws opening up. They opened up, drool coming down, the huge teeth. At first, they are terrified. But the iguana came towards them, and he sucked all the people up, and they fell into his stomach. And as he sucked them up, he went down through and left this giant indentation between the rocks, leaving just dragging his huge body behind him. But once everybody got inside the iguana, the incredible thing was that it actually felt pretty good in there. It was really warm. And they were all, like, you know, rolling around in this inner stomach bush inside of the giant iguana. And the giant iguana took off and headed up into space. They left him right up. And as the giant iguana was like 1,000 feet long and taking off up into space towards the moon, leaving the Earth behind them, and slowly, slowly going off into space. And as it went deeper and deeper into space, the whole iguana just started to disappear. The iguana started to fall apart. Little bits of the iguana peeling away. Some skin, and then like the bones, and then bits peeling away, until everybody just found themselves floating freely in the middle of space. And everyone was floating around out there. We didn't go that far. We went past Mars and looked down and saw the life on Mars. This was back when I was still living back then. And floating around in space. And as we were all floating out there in space, these people, they looked off in the distance and they saw a tiny green speck. And as the speck got closer and closer, they realized they had come full circle, leaving the mountainside and coming to the great fields of Game Henge that spread out before them. And there on the mountain rising out of Game Henge was this tiny little Colonel Foreman climbing up the mountain, trying to find the great knowledgeable Iculus, whose spirit still lives around here in the indentation left by the giant iguana 1,000 years ago to keep going up. And he was trying to find the great knowledgeable Iculus, of course, so that Iculus would help him get the helping friendly book from the evil tyrant, Wilson. And Iculus calls on the famous mockingbird, and here he comes down to the sky now, the famous mockingbird flying down to go and retrieve the helping friendly book from the castle of the evil King Wilson.